Listening 87. Command me.
A few weeks ago, I was waiting in the lobby of a hotel when I saw the King of Timbuktu arrive. I was fascinated by the man, especially when he invited me to his suite for a drink. He started to tell me about how he loved to hunt on his magnificent horse with a golden crown on his head. I said that was a bit excessive and impractical to wear the crown, but he said no. Anyway, then a guest arrived, the French ambassador, with a gift. The king, however, was not impressed because he hadn't been invited to an important event at the French embassy. He refused the gift and told the ambassador that he was going to force all French citizens in his country to pay more tax and force them to kiss the Timbuktu flag when they entered the country. After this threat, he invited me to see the fountain down in the lobby. It was like a magic spell. I was still fascinated by this charismatic king. Then he commanded me to be his wife, and I just had to obey. Unfortunately, though, after a brief ceremony in the mayor's office and lots of gifts, I wanted to kick him. I discovered that under Timbuktu law, the king could have many wives. I was number 86.